A good vach. Ninishmas imi merosi ruspas mordechai. Some special guests tonight. Interesting, I just saw this email and I want to speak about Shanghai today. Shanghai. And I don't know if everybody knows, but the yeshiva of Mir left Lita and made it, your grandfather was there, and made it to Shanghai. And how did they have money there? They survived for 5-6 years, from 41 to 46. In a foreign country, hundreds of Talmidim. So it's just interesting here. Regarding your story on giving away the schar and mitzvah, Rav Melech Biderman says a story with Rav Avrom Kalmanovich. Rav Avrom Kalmanovich was in America. He sent money to China, and that's how they survived, to Japan and China and the Chavetz Chaim. Here's a story with Rav Avrom Kalmanovich. There's a barber who stayed open on Shabbos. The Chavetz Chaim took a long Rav Kalmanovich to speak with the barber and try to convince him to close for Shabbos. The barber didn't listen. Instead, was mevazeh the Chavetz Chaim Rav Kalmanovich. A short time later, a man rushed into the Chavetz Chaim asking for a bracha for his wife, who is in childbirth and having complications. The Chavetz Chaim spoke with the man and told him that the Mishnah says that there are three reasons a woman dies in labor, and if she's lax in anyone until now, she should be mekabel on strengthening herself and observing them. He then called Rav Kalmanovich and told him to be meichel the tailor who beat them up, and then give away the schus to this woman so that she can have a refuah shleima. And that's what Rav Avrom did, unquestionably. Later he asked the Chavetz Chaim two questions. First, Chavetz Chaim was also hurt. Why did the Chavetz Chaim give away his schus? Second, if this is such a great schus, why did he just give it away? He should have kept it for himself. Chavetz Chaim answered him with a smile. I'm an old man, and at this point in my life, went through a lot, so getting screamed at by a tailor didn't affect me so much. You're a young guy, and when a young guy gets embarrassed like that, it takes a lot more koiches not to respond, and you didn't. So your schus is much greater than mine. That's Rabbi Avrom Kalmanovich. What else do we have here? Shmuel Landsman says, I feel very emotional. I don't know if we have any funny ones tonight. I feel very emotional. Because of your shir. Now I made a siyum on Mesechus Beitza, following a siyum in Sukkah. The only time I previously made a siyum on Mesechus Beitza was in 84. I never heard of your shir, a meaningful people podcast. And the night he watched the shir, there were only 4 dapim left to Yuma. Night he watched the podcast. I took your advice and didn't wait until the start of new Mesechta. I also followed your advice and kept up with the dapim instead of catching up when I got 2 dapim behind due to Tisha B'Av. I would have dropped that otherwise. Instead of subsequently caught up. Enjoy your shir. A lot of gaiva. May Hashem grant you the strength to continue teaching the daf in this shmack fashion. Whoever wants to read, it's very kedai to read this part of the gaiva. I'm going to leave it here for... What else do we have here? Reboisai. One last one. Yechiel Shrek. I think that's how you pronounce it. Shalom Rebellion, I give you tremendous yishkoyach for your gevaldik yikidish Hashem with 8 minute daf. My shvag is Simcha ben Fishel Gross. And I see b'chush, how Yishir has changed their lives. I'm a Talmud of your shvagger, Rav Avi Katch, spelled T-K-A-T-C-H. Where is he? Where's Shlofrak? Shlofrak, where is he? There's other people, T-Katch, not even close. Listen, I'm just trying to make you feel good, it's not even close. I was in 11th grade this year in the Old South Bend Yeshiva. I really appreciate your charts because your shvager mapped out nearly every Gemara in Mesechus Kiddushin with amazing charts. Rabbi Katch is not only the Rebbe who taught me how to learn Chumash B'Iyun, but also really stoked the flame of Geshmak and learning. The Geshmak you bring to the Olam is very gratifying. I'm so nispal because I remember coming with the Chevra on Purim to your house to collect for Yeshiva. I don't know what he's trying to say here. You can have a big inspiration in Musar making Torah the foundation of a person's life, even if he isn't in Klei Kodesh. Okay, very good. Shout out to Shua Ehrenpreis. Is he still here or he took a flight out? Tomorrow. Having some issues. So today's shir, sponsored by Shmuley Hecht. New ones or just the regular? F245. Shmuley Hecht, F245. In honor of the Daf Yomi committee and the Hatzolah members who push our brothers at Torah with our dearest team, Magen Shir. Eliyahu Nishmas, dear Chaver, Mordechai Shlomi, Pinchas, Tuvi, Olavas, Sholem, and Avram, Moshe, Peretz, Neira, Yoy, Kopman. Mesechus, Rosh Hashanah, dedicated by Yossi and Esti Elbaum, and his children, Tila and Ruvain. Eliyahu Nishmas, Beit Tzipari, Bats, Reb Ruvain. and a shidduch for Tehila Sara Bas Esther Leah. All right, here we go. Today is Daf Chof Aleph, which means we're 20 Daf into Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. And we are holding, we just finished the Gevaldik Sugya of Kiddush HaChodesh. And we're just going to finish it up. Oh, Natanko Shnud, Shulam Aleichem. So we are holding 2, 4, 6, 8, like 10 lines from the bottom. Omar Mar, Daf Chof Amud Beis. Huh? I should check on them. How are your kids doing, Natan? Oh, they're here. Oh, they're doing great. Look at that. Jeez. You guys want to come to the front? Huh? I see they want to. They want to. You know, other kid, my son is here. I don't want to say anything. He's hiding in the back. Get over here. Not going to let it. Okay. Omar Mar. Tzorech she'elaylo v'yoy min ha'chodesh. So we learned yesterday that there's something called a moilad. The moilad is when the moon is invisible. You can't see the moon. And the reason is because it's between earth and the sun. So when you're looking at the moon, you see the other side of the moon. The sun is shining on the back side of the moon and you don't see that side. And you see the dark side. You can't see it. A little bit before that happens, that's called the old moon. And a little bit after that, it's called the new moon. So if somebody sees the old moon, you cannot declare a shchodesh that day because the old moon belongs to a different day. How do we know this? Min Allah, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, may erev ad erev. So it says like this in the pasuk when it's referring to v'nisim es nafshi seichem b'tisha lachodesh bo erev. May erev ad erev. When is Yom Kippur? On the 10th. It says in the pasuk 9th. We discussed it many times. Supposed to eat a lot on Erev Yom Kippur, etc. But the fast lasts from Erev ad Erev. This teaches us for all of the Torah that we go by the night. Shabbos, Yontif, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Kippur, from this pasuk, may Erev ad Erev. It's not from the day to the night. Rosh Yom Kippur comes in, we start it at night, and it ends in the following evening. Therefore, if you see a little bit of the moon, and it's the old moon, and then you see another moon, it's since you saw it at night, you have to wait to the following night. Rish Lakish Omar ad yoyma echod ve'esrim lachodesh bo erev. Rish Lakish has another pasuk, and this is a pasuk referring to Pesach. By the way, these are very chashuv socks. Who's taking the pictures of the socks? These are the famous ones. I don't know if I should do this. Okay. Whatever. I finally found them somewhere. Barisha and Barbo, why? I don't know. There's a guy sitting over here always takes, he's not here tonight, but he always takes the picture of the daily sock. I thought he's there, he wasn't. Okay. Barisha and Barbo, also, Yoy Machoydish. Here's his. Is he able to? Gary's busy. So look at this pasuk. I did it in blue and red. There's two parts of the pasuk. The pasuk starts off Erev Pesach. You're supposed to eat matzah together with the carbon Pesach. But look what it says. You're supposed to eat matzah until the 21st of the month, which means the final day of Pesach. You're supposed to eat matzah. So if you were with us for Pesachim, you know, you're not mechuyev to eat matzah on Pesach. You're only mechuyev to eat matzah the first day, up until Chatzos, when you eat the Karban Pesach. So what is this talking about? Ad yoy me'echad v'esrim l'chodesh ba'erev is saying that it's, you don't have to. If you want to, you could eat, and that's it. So basically, the Pesach is splitting that night. There's, what's going on over there? Over there, what is that? Shalom Aleichem, I don't know what that is. Where is that? Manchester. Woo, Shalom Aleichem, Manchester. And that's the Shrill Goldstein. Shrill Goldstein. You can pick him out in a crowd. Beis Hashem, I'm coming to visit you guys. Blineder. Yeah, Bada. We should have some beef. You want to come with me? If anybody wants to come along, we'll do a whole, we'll bring, who wants to come? You'll be there. You don't know when I'm coming. All right, Beis Hashem. Can we learn some Torah though? Anyway, so the pasuk splits it in half. We have up until Chatzos, and then we have from Chatzos on. In other words, we're going to see in a second. Ad yoyimayachol v'esrim v'chodesh b'erev. My benayu. What's the difference? What pasuk I learned it from? I could learn it from this pasuk. I could learn it from this pasuk. Is there a difference? So the first pshat in the Gemara is Abaye Omar Mashmos Dor Shiniki Benayu. There's no difference. Rabbi Yochanan picked this one. Rosh Lakish picked this one. They're the same. Rava Omar Chatzos Laila Ki Benayu. There's a big difference. Since this pasuk right over here shows us that the night, in fact, starts from midnight, from Chatzos, whatever that is, not exactly, but Chatzos. So, if you saw the old moon, let's say at 9 o'clock, let's call Chatzos Stam to be, this is not accurate, Chatzos, let's call it 12 o'clock, just for whatever. So, let's say you saw the old moon at 9 o'clock, then comes Chatzos, it's a new night. So, you see it at 12:30, you see another moon. Now, you can't really see a moon at 12:30. Because we learned yesterday that once you see the moon, once it's moilad, the 6 hours that you can't see it. But if a guy comes along and says, I saw the moon, I saw the old moon, and now you have chatzos, according to this pasuk, chatzos is a whole different day. So theoretically, I can make Rosh Chodesh the following day. You're just not going to be able to see it. It's impossible to see it. So then what good is it? How can you make a Rosh Chodesh? The answer is because we learned that you can force Edom to lie. When Chachamim have a reason, there's a good reason, so you take these witnesses and you force them to say that they saw the moon, even though it's impossible to see it. But since it's going to happen tomorrow anyways, and just you can't see it, so we force them to testify that they saw the moon. So that is the difference between the two psukim. If I learn Erev at Erev, so the night starts in the beginning of the night. But the second pasuk of Pesach shows us the night starts at Chatzos. Omer Reb Zeri, Omer Reb Nachman, Kol Sfeikel Kameish Adinon. If you are in Chutz Laretz, you're in Manchester, and you don't know when Rosh Chodesh is, so what you do is you do 2 days of Yontif, but which days? You go forward one day. The Safek is always ahead. In other words, Lemeimra to tell us, the 15th of the month and the 16th of the month are Yomim, on Yontif. Those are the 2 days. However, our base are loy avdina. We don't have a suffix going backwards. We have a suffix going forwards. Ask the Gemara. V'le'evinami, our base are dim chasrula v'chasrula elu. Says the Gemara, elu is always 29 days, right? 99% of the time, even more than that, it's 29 days. But what happens is if of the month before elu is also 29 days. So now Tishrei is 1 day, or everything is 1 day earlier. So Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot is going to come out on the 14th. Why don't we have a subject that perhaps Sukkot, instead of it being on the 16th, maybe it's 1 day earlier on the 14th. Says the Gemara, perhaps there are 2 months that both have 29 days to them. Says the Gemara, top of Chaf Aleph, Omer Aleph, Trei Yarche Chaseire, Kala Islahu. So, interesting. Both Tevis, down here, and Tammuz are always 29 days. So to say that Tammuz and then Av was also 29 days, and Shvat, Tevis, which is always 29, and Shvat is 29 days, which has an impact over here on Nisan, these 2 months, people are going to talk. The rumor is going to get out, and it's going to go all the way to the far-fetched places of Bavel and around the world, and therefore, we're not concerned about this. Says the Gemara, Levi ikla le Bavel bechatzar b'tishrei. Levi went to Bavel on the 11th day of Tishrei. Now, I probably said this story, but I got to say it again, because it reminded me of the story. There was a guy who was, he fell on hard times. He needed to make some money. So he had a great idea. He went to a city, just Amaratim, a bunch of Amaratim. He said, you guys, you heard? Yom Kippur's coming up in a day. They said, Yom Kippur? What are we going to do? We don't have a chazan. Oh, it's your lucky day. I'm a chazan. So, okay, no, what do you charge? It's not cheap. So they made up a price. And they put up the signs. Tomorrow, everybody has to come to shul. Come to shul. He comes with his kittel. I didn't tell you the story? No? Comes to Shul, and he gets up there, and he's diving away, and then he hears like a little bit of a commotion. He turns around. He sees a guy with a beard, a whole thing. He's like, oy vavoy, my cover is blown. So on the spot, he decides, he goes into his Yom Kippur thing, and he goes like this. But Rabbi Isai, after I'm done, you guys have to see if you can repeat it. You ready? Basiloi shikula mamarati omarti lohem hayoim yoim kipurim chatzili v'chatzilcho kodosh. That's not gonna work. You gotta sing the real thing. Here, I'll. Where is it? I think I might have even printed it out. You ready? Anybody? Let's see. Where's David Feinberg? He's not here today. All right. No, no. Nachman Seltzer will do one of these. Oh, no. All right. Weiter. Fine. Why did I remember? Look at the story. Levi comes to the city. The Chatzib of Tishrei is on the 11th day of Tishrei, a day after Yom Kippur. Omar, Bosim Tavshila de Bavloi. Whoa, it smells mad. The food is so good here. Biyoy Mirabo, Yom Kippur. You guys are crazy. It's Yom Kippur today. What are you guys cooking? The Marava. In the West, which is Eretz Yisrael, it's Yom Kippur today. So they couldn't believe it. Why? Because we know that Elul is always 29 days. So they took it for granted that Elul was 29 days, and they made Yom Kippur 10 days later. But they had a problem. This is the one time in history, or two times that we know of, that in Eretz Yisrael they changed it. Elul was 30 days. So in fact, Yom Kippur was a day later. You didn't know what to do.
So how did they arrive into the city in Yom Kippur?
Kasha for mice, I don't know. Good Kasha. He was there. He shows up. I don't know. What do you mean? He was there the day before. What's the problem?
He's hiding in the city.
Tysus. I am Tysus. What does I say? Tchom, he came in. All my bosom of Shizu of Levi Rav the Merav. Amrilei, Asid. Could you testify that it's in fact Yom Kippur today? Amrilu. As we're going to see soon, when it comes to Nisan and Tishrei, you can't just decide and tell people that it's Rish Chodesh. You have to hear it from Bezin. If you didn't hear it from Bezin, you can't tell anybody. You can't testify. So that's it. Can't tell anybody. Machrez Rabbi Yochanan. Kol heicha dematu shluchei Nisan v'lematu shluchei Tishrei. Le'evdu trei yoimi. So, this is a Motzei Shabbos chart. This is Tishrei up here. This is Nisan down here. So now, what happens is, if you look, if this is Tishrei, you have a shliach, you send somebody on a horse, say, go to Chutz La'aretz here. We're in Eretz Yisrael, we're in Yerushalayim, we decide, now it's Rish Chodesh. Now you take off. So imagine, you're allowed to testify on Shabbos, on Tishrei, they testify over here. The next day is Rosh Hashanah. So no horses, nothing. So then they go on the second day, third day, fourth. Then they have to take a break on Shabbos. Then he goes, Ches, Tes, has to take a break on Yom Kippur. Finally, Yud, Yudav, Yudav is already Shabbos. So look how many days he lost out over here because it's Tishrei. He can't go over here and he can't go over here. At least 2 days. Whereas Nisan is free and clear. He only has to stop on Shabbos. So in other words, on Nisan, he gets a lot further. So let's say he could get over here. This is, I don't know, this is Iraq. You get to here. So the guy's over here in Iraq, says the Gemara, over here in Iraq, the guy in Nisan, the guy could get there. But in Tishrei, he can't. So even though the shliach came on a horse and he told them, Rabbi Isai, I'll tell you exactly when Rish Chodesh was and therefore there's no sabbath for you and you can make Pesach, exactly the day that it is in Eretz Yisrael. Nevertheless, they have to be makbid and do 2 days. Why? Because if they'll only do 1 day, they'll come to make the same mistake. They'll say, oh, we could do 1 day over here also. That's the problem. And by the way, I think I saw in the Chassam Sofer, they asked him, what's going to happen when Mashiach comes? And we have cell phones. And we're going to do the Chodesh based on seeing the moon. Are we still going to do 2 days, Yontif and Chutz La'aretz? And he said, yes, we still have to do it. You still keep it. So, I don't know. I don't remember the reason. No, I think it's in commemoration of what we used to do in Galus. That's what it is. No, it's after Mashiach. There's no kilkul. So it's there forever. Rabbi Yaiva bar Nagore, Rabbi Chia bar Abba, these are two Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan, Iklu lahu asro da'ava matashluchen nisan, v'loy matashluchen disrei. They came upon, they were in a place, let's say Iraq, that the shlichim could get there in time to notify them about Nisan, but they don't have enough days to notify them about Tishrei. V'adli chad yoyma. And over there, they did 1 day, not like Rabbi Yochanan said, to do 2 days. V'loy amr lu v'loy midi, and they didn't make a macha. They're being nice to them. Shomar Rabbi Yochanan v'ikvet. Rabbi Yochanan heard about this and he was upset. Omar lehu, he told the Talmidim, Lav amr lehu, heich de matash luchay nisan, v'loy matash luchay tishrei, le'evdu, trey yoyim gzer nisan otu tishrei. Don't you remember I told you this? Why don't you say something to them? You're not allowed to be nice. You have to tell them the halacha. Says the Gemara, Rava, have a ragel da'ave Yosef taneso trey yoyim. Rava was always concerned that maybe 1 day, Elul will be 30 days, and he's sitting in Bavel. They didn't have the WhatsApps, they didn't have anything, and the shliach can't get there. And he's going to be eating on Yom Kippur. So every single Yom Kippur, he fasted 2 days. And that's why it brought me to think about Shanghai. Because over there, the famous concern of the dateline. And they paskined that the Bachram should not fast 2 days. Like the Mishabur, the Mechaber says, people should not be Machmer really, it's a Sakana. And the older Bachram, I was on the phone today with Arielei Birnbaum, who's a grandchild of the famous Rosh Shiva in Mir in Brooklyn, Rav Shmuel Birnbaum. Tremendous Gadol, he was a tremendous Masman, whoever knew him knows. So Rav Birnbaum was in Shanghai with them. Huh? In Kobe? He was there the whole thing. Right, the suffix is in Kobe. Yeah, the suffix is in Japan. So I asked him if he had any good mises. The famous story that I said over, and he corroborated it, and he's very familiar with all those mises. But one of the couple of huge nisim that we have to talk about, because Motzei Shabbos. First of all, the Russians, they built this railroad, the Trans-Siberian Railroad. And they worked many, many years on it, and thousands of people died building it. And basically, it served one purpose. It took the Bacharim from Vilna, from whatever, they got on the train, because they had to get to Holland. And they had to go through Russia, the whole thing, to get to Japan, to Holland. They never made it to Holland. But it turns out that they were able to use this train, and it was maybe the first time, or one of the first times, this train was ever in use. And then the Germans came and bombed the railroad, and they never used it again. It's a crazy, crazy Hashgacha Pratis. Then, there's a guy there, he told me his name, I wrote it down somewhere, Hardun. This guy was a Freyid, very wealthy guy, who had some sort of dream. I have to build a shul in Shanghai. There's no Jews there, no, there's some Jews, but not there's no minyan. He built a shul that held 200 and something people, the same amount of Bachram from the Mir. And they came there, they had no idea. They got there, they got the keys, they went in, they had a beautiful base measures for 5 years. Nobody knows why this guy decided to build it. He's not Stam, he's a Sephardi. So he built it like an unbelievable Sephardi shul, like beautiful, gorgeous shul. V'chulu. So that's basically, and the Chazon Ish held that Japan, even though they call it Shabbos, it's really Sunday. And there was a machloikis between the Gdolim of the generation, but everybody realized that was when the Chazon Ish started becoming known. He was unknown for the first 50 years of his life. He was undercover, he wrote the Chazon Ish. And nobody knew who wrote the Chazon Ish. It was just, there's no name inside. But then he proved that he knows his stuff, and pretty much it was an accepted psak that they should not fast 2 days. Okay, fine. So here he is. Oh, and here's another very interesting thing. That 50 bakrim from the mir, and this he told me tonight, I didn't know this. 50 bakrim from the mir received visas to go to Canada. They were on their way out, and they decided not to take that ship out because they did a calculation that they'll be at sea during Yom Kippur, and they had a problem with the dateline on Yom Kippur. They didn't want to put themselves in a suffix, so they decided to take the next ship. What happened was there was never another ship. That was it. So they missed the ship, literally. They missed the boat, and they were stuck in Shanghai for another 5 years because of that. Because of a decision of not to... Okay, anyways, it's a crazy story, tremendous Hashgacha Pratis, but I'm thinking about it here because of Rava. Rava used to fast 2 days.
The time for food. Stuck somewhere for 5 years.
The opposite. Oh, you mean
they didn't want to
get in?
Oh,
yeah.
Fast. Oh my God.
48 hours to fast is not a joke. It's sakana. And Reb Chaskel, I've seen the Mashgiach there, was very, very upset at the Bachram, that the older guys that decided to fast, he was extremely upset at them. He held it was wrong. So they didn't want to get into that. Reb Chaskel didn't let them fast. So why should they weren't going to fast on the ship? All right. Zog to Gemara. He used to fast every year 2 days, just in case El would be 30 days, not the typical 29, and therefore Yom Kippur would be pushed off by a day. Here's another time where, in fact, I think they say that it only happened two times since the time of Ezra, that El was 30 days. This might be the second time. So he was right for doing it in, I don't know if he's right or not right, but it worked out well for him. He's able to say to Reha, you see, Yom Kippur was, you guys, you ate on Yom Kippur. Rav Nachman Yosef Taneso, Kulei. Oh, by the way, the Noda Yudah has a very interesting kasha. He says, okay, let's say you're in Japan, like these guys, you're in Kobe, Mir. And they're not fasting 2 days, because the Mashgiach said you're not allowed to fast 2 days. So don't do Malacha, though, the second day. You should be makman not to do Malacha. So I'm not talking about Kobe. But how come people in Chutz Laaretz, if you're not going to fast 2 days in Chutz Laaretz, at least, Sveiki D'Yayma, you should not do Malacha. So he says, because it's such a, it's not Shchiach that Elul is 30 days, it's such a Miyot Shebemiyot Shebemiyot, that we don't even have to be Makbid on Malacha. Something like that. All right. Story happened, that Rav Nachman fasted Yom Kippur. Lurta, he's about to break his fast. Also, Abu Gavro, Omalei, Lamocha, Yom Rabbi Marava. In Eretz Yisrael, you should know, it's starting right now. Don't even break your fast. Omalei, Mehechat, where are you from? Omalei, Mida Maria. I'm from this place called Maria. Omalei, that name that you just told me that you're from is actually a Rosh Tevis. Dom Tehei Achri Yisoy. By me fasting now 2 days, it could kill me. And he said to the guy, Kalim Hoyeritfenu, you showed up now. You could have showed up a few minutes later after I broke my fast and had a little food in me. And now you just ruined it for me. I have to fast 2 days. You're a Roidev. Because of you, I'm going to die. Shalach L'Ravuna, but he did. Now he had no choice. It's Yom Kippur. It's unbelievable how they lived then. They didn't know what day it was. They didn't know. I mean, think about planning vacations and all that. You don't know when Pesach is going to happen. It could be here, it could be there.
I don't think
they're thinking
of it.
Flights. Shalach Rav Huna Barov and L'Rava.
First world.
Yeah. I would fit right in there. I only make my tickets like the day before Pesach anyway. Karchazis and Moshchot Tkuvas Teves at Shitzar Benison. Don't worry. Don't get scared about the Tkuvas here. We're not going to go into Tkuvas at all. But there are four seasons. And they correspond to the seasons that the sun creates, not the moon. So you have fall, spring, the whole thing. So Nisan, Tammuz, Tishri, Tevis. So we're talking about Tevis going into Nisan. We're talking about Pesach now. Says the Gemara, Kachadz is the Moshchot Tkuvas Tevis at Shitzar B'Nisan. If this Tevis goes into spring, goes into Nisan, a little bit, but not into Nisan, into the month of Nisan, not the Tkufa Nisan, the month Nisan. So this fall, what comes right before spring?
Winter.
Okay, winter. Tevis is winter, yeah. winter. Well, I'm from Eretz Yisrael. There's no winter here. Teves is winter. If the winter tkufa goes a little bit too long into Nisan, 16 days into Nisan, so what you do is you have to add another month to the year. If you see that this is going to happen, you're not in Nisan yet. You're still in Adar. Add another month of Adar. Why? Because Nisan, the month of Nisan, is spring. As it says in the Pasuk of it, we're going to see in a second. So you have to be in the beginning of the month of Nisan. The Tkufa of Nisan has to coincide with the beginning of the month of Nisan. First 14 days of Nisan. Now, if you know that it's going to hit the 15th day of Nisan, you don't add a month. Why? Because you could always add a day. You could add one more day to a month. The only time you add a full month is if you know that it goes to the 16th. And don't be worried that perhaps it's a das yachid, that's not halacha. No, we passing like this. That what? D'chsiv. Shamar is chaydesh ha'aviv. It says in the pasuk, should be careful with the chaydesh ha'aviv. So we darshan it, the word chaydesh, instead of month, we darshan it chidush. Aviv, the spring. Shamar aviv. We're mixing two things up here. We're mixing the tkufa of Nisan, the season, the spring season, together with the month, the solar and the lunar in one pasuk. The tkufa is solar. The month of Nisan goes based on the moon. So it's lunar. So the pasuk is saying, Shamar is chodesh aviv. The chidush, the first 14 days after the moilad. Again, what's the moilad? You guys heard the moilad today? Interesting. Because Rosh Chodesh is on Friday and the moilad is on Friday, right? The moilad is when you don't see the moon at all. 14 days later, that's when the spring season, Nisan, has to coincide with. And if not, you have a problem. Shamar aviv, shaltkuva, shayeh b'chadish Nisan, because we're talking about spring when the wheat is completely ripened. That's when tkufa, shayeh b'chadish Nisan, that's when the tkufa has to be, so therefore you have to add another month. Amar Rav Nachman, lahanu nechaysi yam. These guys that work on the ships, they're at sea. You're never going to hear. No messenger could get to you. How is somebody going to tell you when Rosh Chodesh is? So what do you do? When you see the moon going down, setting together with the sun, that's your sign that you have to do beer chametz. Get rid of your chametz. Amos mashlim. So ask the Gemara, when does the moon go down exactly with the sun? B'chameisar, on the 15th. And when do you do beer chametz? When do you stop eating? V'namar besar mivarinon, on the 14th. So it doesn't work out well. Because one day before the 15th, the moon is going to be slightly after the sun. When it goes together with the sun, that's on the 15th. So you missed it by a day. Says the Gemara, l'didud migalu l'alma mar besar mashlim. When you're at sea, you have everything is so clear that you see it a little earlier than the people on land. We see it on the 15th, they could actually see it on the 14th. We just turn to Chafalfon Bay, sponsored by the MD White Hillam Group. For all those who need Shiduchim Rebusi and Shuas, please join us at Hillam.8mindav.com. Sponsored anonymously. He's in the room now. Anonymous. Schus for Sha'al Tamar Chaya Batsoro to have Rafu Shlema Bekorov. Bracha, Simcha, Arichas, Yomim, and Nachas from all the children and grandchildren and his two sons that are here with us today in this room, but they're Be'ilum Shem, they should be Matzliach, and they should adjust well to Eretz Yisrael. Bukhari, says the Eilige Mishnah. The official Mishnah, sponsored by Fishel. Wow. Fuhu Shleima, Fabrino, Bas, Yenta, Dvaira. Says the Mishnah, Ashnei Chodashim, we're familiar with this Mishnah because we had this before. There are 2 months that the witnesses could come on Shabbos, and Rashi over there said chum, and I said then that a guy gets in his car, but I saw that's a nidun of Rishonim. I hope Rashi doesn't hold like those Rishonim, otherwise it would be completely wrong, because chum is more of a derabbanon. But there are Rishonim that say even in the Raisa. Al Nisan al Tishrei. Nisan and Tishrei, these are the months of all the Yomim Tovim. Because Nisan, even though it only has Pesach, but Shavuos comes 50 days after Pesach, so they're connected. And then Tishrei is Sukkot. Shebehem shluchim yaitzim l'Suria. That's where the shlichim go out to Syria. Now, it's not just Syria, it's the whole world. Ubehem etakdim es hamayadis. And these are the months that we have all the yomim toivim. Ukshoye beis hamikdash kayim. But when the beis hamikdash existed, mechalim aval kulon, on every month, the witnesses would come, be mechalol, Shabbos, v'bnei, takonis ha-karbon. Now, think about it. If you're in the time of beis hamikdash, all of a sudden you see all these cars with frum guys, the beers, the whole thing, driving down the road, everybody, because everybody sees the moon, everybody should go to the Beis HaMikdash and testify. What if this guy is off, they'll start. So everybody goes, Mechal Shabbos. Ashnei Chadoshim, it's only 2 months, v'riminu. Ashishi Chadoshim, Ashluchim Yaitzim. Here's, we discussed this, we had the Mishnah, that 6 months, the Shluch, now, don't confuse the two things. There's witnesses and the Shlichim, the two different things. The witnesses are the ones that see the moon, and they are Mechal Shabbos. The shlichim, they're the guys that jump on a horse and go out all the way to Bavel, and I feel bad for them because they're not with their family for Yontif, and they keep on going until Yontif. They just go and go and go until Yontif comes along, and then they stop. So it says 6 months shluchim go out. Omar Abay Yochik Omar, Akulam shluchim yoitzim mi ba'erev al nisim al tishrei ad shishim pi bezim mikudosh. If they know, they see the moon, that's it. So they could go. But on Nisan and Tishrei, they can't just go. They have to hear from the Bezin. That's what we said earlier. You have to hear it. That's why, who was it? Rav Nachman was there. And he said, oh, by the way, Amalei Asid, who was that? Levi. Levi Lubavol. And he said, testify that in Eretz Yisrael. He said, I can't testify. It's Nisan. It's Tishrei. I can't testify. I didn't hear it from Bezin itself. All the months you can just leave right away. You have to hear it directly from the Bezin. How do you know? Interesting Rashi here. I'll just say it because Rashi has a beautiful Lashon at the end. I want to show you guys this Lashon. It's a long Rashi. Rashi has a question here. Why are you Mechal Shabbos? You Mechal Shabbos so that the Shliach could go and run to Chutz Laretz. Well, the Shliach himself can't be Mechal Shabbos. So how could you be Mechal Shabbos and tell Bezdin that you saw the moon so that the Shliach could go? It doesn't make sense. Could the Shliach be Mechal Shabbos to get to Bavel? No. So how could you be Mechal Shabbos to tell Bezdin that there's a moon so that he could get a quick start on it? That's Rashi's kasha. Rashi says, okay, that's not the real reason. The real reason is, there's a chiyuv to go to Bezin and declare that there's yant. And that applies to all things. But Rashi says, I just want to say, Rashi says a beautiful lashon. V'imnasim sad ladovar liyashvoy uliyapoisei, says Rashi. At the end of this big, long Rashi, Rashi did ask, Ashi yishmu pi Bezin mikudosh. He says, sometimes the Gemara throws in something that's not accurate to make it a beautiful, that it should look good. Heimnasim sad ladovar liyashvoy uliyapoisei. To make it beautiful, even though it's not 100% accurate, says Rashi, because we have another pshat, but it looks good. Just throwing it out there. Do whatever you want with that Rashi. Tanu Rabbanan. Minayin shebechalam aleihem
says Shabbos. Huh? Stay over with the base in what they saw, and they could forget between Shabbos and the next day.
You have another answer.
Good.
It's in there. You read Rashi. It's a long one. Whatever. Tanur Rabbanan. Minayin shemechalam aleihem Shabbos. Tamaloi mar ele moyadi Hashem asher tikru oisom b'moyadom. You have to announce these moyadim. Yochol k'shem shemechalam achi skachu. I think. But just like the Eidim who see the moon, they could be Mechal Shabbos, Kach Mechalim, Achis Kaimu. So to the Shlichim could also be Mechal Shabbos, so that people in Chutz Laretz don't have these problems that we had in the Sugya. They're eating Yom Kippur and having Pesach in the wrong day. Maybe they should also be Mechal Shabbos. Tamaloymar, Asher Tikru Oysom, Al Kriyosom Atam Mechalol, V'Atam Mechalol Al Kiyumam. You're permitted to be Mechal Shabbos so that you can name it Rish Chodesh, you don't have the right to be Mechal Shabbos so that they could observe the right day. Ukshoy Beis Hamikdash Kayim Mechalim Aval Kulam Bnei Takonas Akarba. So we learned in the Mishnah there will be Mechal Shabbos every single Rish Chodesh. Why? Because on Rish Chodesh there's a carbon musaf, and we want to get it right. Tara Banan, what's your name, Tzaddik? Yeah.
Yaakov.
From where?
Other than the Gush, from Australia.
Yaakov from Australia lives in the Gush. Givaldik. Who else do we have here? Brand new. Raise your hand before I embarrass you. Yeah, okay, I'm not gonna. Who else? What? Oh, you. What's your name? David Martin. From where? Batayan. And you're also new. That's, you're together? What's your name?
Moshe Rosenbaum.
From, people live in Batayan? Two people at least. Wow.
It's all
Batayan. Wow. Well, you guys are originally from the States. Where? You're from Puerto Rico. You got to write in. Pretend that you still live there. We need some guys from Puerto Rico. Where are you from? New York City. Same thing, you know? So in the beginning, they used to be Mechal Shabbos for every single Rosh Chodesh. Mishachar Beis Hamikdash. Amalem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, it's the famous joke, you know, that he used to go over Jackie Macy's, visits Puerto Rico to visit his hubcaps. No? You guys have no idea what I'm talking about. You don't even know Jackie Mason. But today, Mishchor Beis Hamikdash, once there's no Beis Hamikdash, there's no Korban Musaf, so there's no need of Mechal Shabbos for all the Yom Tovim. So they made, they instituted, you only mechalal Shabbos for Nisan and Tishrei, because those are important for the Yom Tov. The official Mishnah, sponsored by Fishel, Refuah Shleima, for somebody else, Avram Yosef ben Chana. Says the Mishnah. If you're new to this, so Fishel paid $18,000, so that we say the official Mishnah, and he pays $100 per Mishnah. Today was an expensive day for him. So I haven't said this in a while, so you're wondering what's going on at the official Mishnah. 18,000 plus 100. But if anybody wants to jump in and sponsor a Mishnah, I'll be very happy to give it to you. Bain Shanira Ba'alil. Natan, I think you should jump in and do like one or two. Stop, like to mix it up. It's like so boring. Say, Avram Yosef ben Chana. I don't even know the name. I have to ask Akiva. Where's Akiva tonight? Is he here? Okay. Doesn't come. What? Really? Runs? Unbelievable. Says the Mishnah. Bain Shanira Ba'alil. Bain Shanira Shalom Nira Ba'alil. If the moon is so clear that everybody in the world sees it, then what business do you have to be Mechal Shabbos and run to the Beis Hamikdash? You crazy? Of course, in Yerushalayim they see it. We don't need you from Bet Shemesh to start driving to Yerushalayim to tell people about the moon. No, go. I want you to go. And we're going to see later on, there's a whole Suda. They treat him really nicely. Bein Shanir Ba'alil, Bein Shalonir Ba'alil. And of course, if it's hard to detect the moon, then certainly you should go and tell the Bezin that you saw the moon, and they should make a Rosh Chodesh. Mechalam as a Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Im Nira Ba'alil, E Mechalam as a Shabbos. Says Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't make sense. What's the point to be Mechal Shabbos? Ma'aseh Sha'avru, Yossi Marba'im Zug. There were 80 people, 40 sets of witnesses. Ve'ikvam Rabbi Akiva Beloit. Rabbi Akiva says, what are you doing? Stop it. If so many people are getting their cars, they're jumping on their donkeys to go to... obviously, everybody says, there's no need for you guys to go. Go back home. Sholach Rav Gamliel, the famous Rav Gamliel, because we had in Avodah Zarah, I believe, that Rav Gamliel had those depictions of the moon. He was big into this. He was the Nasi. He says, what are you doing? Sholach Rav Gamliel, in Ma'akev, what? Roshana? Oh, the Mishnah here. Okay, we're going to get there. Shkoyach. Thank you. This busha that I just had should be l'schus, my boys. Sholach Rav Gamliel, in Ma'akev at the Saranim, what are you doing? Don't stop people from coming. Today, you're right. It's nice and clear, the sky. But tomorrow, you're not going to have that situation. They're going to feel bad. They're not going to jump in the car. And then we want everybody to come. Says Gemara, my mashma, how do you know that the word alil means that it's nice and clear? His Hashem sayings are pure. Kesef tsoruf ba'alil oret. It's like purified silver It's clear to the world. Ba'ali la'aretz mizukok shivosayim. It's purified 7 times 7. 7 times 7 is 49. How do I know that's 49? Because I looked in the art scroll. Rav Shmuel Chadom, and I didn't. But I, whatever. It's one of the things I know. Rav Shmuel Chadom, Chamishim Shari Binu Nivriboilam. So there's 50 levels, 50 gates of Chachma, of understanding. And Moshe received 49 out of the 50. Shenemar, Batachsareyu Ma'at Melukim. He's a little less. He got a little less. Says the Gemara, Bikish Kehelis Limsoi Divrei Chavetz. Shlomo HaMelech was looking for Divrei Chavetz. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, Bikish Kehelis, Shlomo HaMelech wanted to be Leos Kamoshim. He wanted to be as smart as him. 49 out of 50 is not bad. Yotza Baskel V'Amrloi, V'chosev Yoshe Divrei Emes, V'loi Kamnovi Oid B'Yisrael Kamoshim. No, nobody could be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. V'chad Omar, V'Nevi'im Loi Kam, V'Amalachim Kam. If you look at this pasuk over here, the famous pasuk, "Vayechka mikol adam." This is Adam. This is referring to Shlomo HaMelech. He was the smartest. Mitzat Sheini, it says, "V'loy kam navi yod v'Yisrael kemoishes." So what do you do? Elamani mikayim bikish koyles lim tzedibri chayvetz. So, no, Shlomo HaMelech was just as smart as Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because V'loy kamoid Navi is a Navi. Shlomo HaMelech wasn't a Navi. He was a king. So you could have a king as smart as a Navi. Smart as Moshe Rabbeinu. So, but why does it say, Bikish Koyos Lim Tzoy, what was he looking for? If he was as smart as Moshe Rabbeinu, what was he missing? Bikish Koyos Lodin Dinim Shebalev Shaloy Be'edim. You know, he had that lion. If somebody started lying, the lion would start roaring. But besides that, Shlomo HaMelech was so smart. He understood the languages of birds, different things. He understood if there's people that could read, what is it called today? When people make motions, they do different body language. Thank you, body language. Big mumkin body language. They go like this. There's a big Torah. They close the people that wink this way, that way. You can tell right away that they're lying, right? The FBI uses it all the time. But they put their heads like this. They close. There's all sorts of signs. You think Shlomo HaMelech didn't know? Of course, Shlomo HaMelech knew it. So he wanted to take people that came to him to be judged. He'd look at them, take a good look, and he'd see by their body language, by the whole thing, oh, this guy's Chai, this guy is Zakai. Then you have the lion roaring in the background. You have all these things going on. He knew what was going on. So the Torah tells him, no. And it's interesting. They prove a mirror. I saw the Achronim discuss. What about a lie detector? Put a guy in. The machine says he's a liar. 99% accurate, whatever you want to, whatever the accuracy is. Okay, not. Avi says not. Let's say there is a machine that's 99%, 100% accurate. I can read the wavelengths in your brain. They'll come up with an MRI that can do it. Are you allowed to use it? No. Torah says, V'chosav Yoshe Divrei Emes Api Shnayim Edim. You cannot use a machine. You cannot use your Chachma. You can be the smartest guy in the world. You're a lot smarter than those two Edim. Okay, but it says, it's not. I cannot give a guy capital punishment. Not admissible, right, because they're not that accurate, obviously. But if they were, they would be. Not because of this pasuk. The pasuk says, let's just finish these two lines so we can start tomorrow fresh from the Mishnah. There was 40 sets of Edim, and Rabbi Kiva said, don't go to Yerushalayim. Tanya Omer, Rabbi Yehuda, Chas V'Sholem, Rabbi Kiva Ikvon. The story is not accurate. It's not Rabbi Akiva who said, because he would never do something like that. Ella, Shaspar Roisha shall get the rikvah from somebody else that told him not to go up to Yerushalayim. Vishalach Rav Gamliel, Veridu, Migdulosai, and Rav Gamliel got rid of him because he shouldn't have done it, but it wasn't Rabbi Akiva. Rabboisai, have a wonderful week. This is the last time that we're doing it at 9:30 until we change the clocks again. And if anybody, like Lauren Spiegelman said, if anybody wants to learn an extra hour, because we have extra time tonight, do it. Lili Nishmas. Moses. What? Moss.